The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
In Nick's book, it was clear that there was a lot of challenges inside of the bubble. How could you not have them? It seemed like the worst, honestly. But no team faced the issues that Toronto had faced, having to play games in Tampa Bay for an entire year with a group of fans that were not fans of them and did barely even know they were there. Away from home for 3 months, quarantining, wristbanding, to not going close to one another, sci-fi stuff. I wanted to get his perspective on not only the bubble, but what it was like in Tampa Bay. And I wanted to see if there was a positive side that people don't often talk about.
You said that wasn't a huge fan of the bubble. I get that. Mm-hmm. Like, I opted out of that. Yeah. Was there anything, or is there anything that you think about in terms of what you did in the bubble or experiences or relationships that you look back on and, like, with nostalgia or with, like, fond memories?
It was okay. Like, the best thing was the ease of just going from your hotel room to the games and practice and stuff. You know, it's not like a typical road game where you're getting home at 3:30 in the morning. You know, I was in bed by 11, you know?
Yeah.
I just walk down the hall and go up to the room and crawl in bed. So that was nice. So I think more than anything, it was good to just be able to figure out a way to continue playing. That was great. But my thoughts more are like now. I mean, even this morning I was thinking about it. Like, I was looking out over our summer league practice and just looking about how great it was and thinking back to when we started going into the bubble. Like, we had one player and one coach allowed on the gym. And they would work out, and then somebody would come in and clean the whole gym, and then one more player and one coach would come in. Like, and you now you're looking out and seeing all these coaches, all these players, all the front office, everybody in there, like, you know, literally hundreds of people at a practice. And it's just like, it's incredible to think back to that one player, one coach from 8 in the morning till 10 at night to get everybody through the door, you know?
Yeah, it kind of like doesn't have a very vibey thing. Like there's not much vibe there. Masai said when you guys went to Tampa, and I made jokes about this on the pod, like, no one is harsher for no reason than Tampa Bay people on the Raptors for just no reason. Like, I saw stories, they were just booing for no reason. And Masai said he thought being there set the team back a year, and if you guys would have had to be there another year, it would have set the franchise back 5. Mm-hmm. How come?
First of all, Tampa was a very enjoyable place to live.
Yeah,
right?
It's warm.
The weather was great. We had did an incredible job of setting up a practice facility and all that stuff. But a couple things. One, most of the local Tampa people didn't even know we were there.
Yeah.
Because I'd be at the park with my kids or whatever.
They're like, hey.
Say, what are you doing here? And I'd be like, they're like, what? You know, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, well, I coach the Toronto Raptors, but we're playing out of Tampa because of COVID. And they'd be like, you know, like, didn't make an impact at all. That was one thing. Two, we didn't have a lot of crowds. We were shut down a lot, going to no fans to... Then they'd let 3,000 or 4,000 in, and most of them would be cheering for the Heat or the Lakers or whatever. So that was even like another kick to the backside.
Yeah.
So it was just, everything was strange. It just felt really strange the whole time we were there.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
So the strangeness, though, why does that set a how does that set a franchise back, though, in terms of what you're trying to build? Is it just the continuity in the place that you're supposed to be? Is it?
Yeah, I just think that, well, put it this way, like, we have a lot of Canadians that work for us.
Right.
And they've never really lived outside of anywhere but Canada. And they got kids in school. And they're taking them out of school. And they're, I mean, it is uprooting everybody's, like, flow and rhythm from a lot of standpoints. And it just, again, they're just, there was not a very good flow. Now, listen, we actually started playing really well. I mean, I don't even remember where we finished that year. It was pretty low. 11th maybe or 12th. But we were at one point up to 4th. We had a really bad start, 2-8 or something. Lost a bunch of buzzer beaters in the first 2 weeks. Then we got going. You know, we went to Philly and beat them. Philly came down. We beat them like back to back. We went to Brooklyn and won. We went to Boston and won. Like, we just picked off everybody at the top right in a row. Won a bunch of games.
I remember
that.
Yeah.
Got to up to like 4th, and then we lost our entire team to COVID.
Yeah.
For like 3 weeks plus. And we still had to keep going out there and getting. Then we just, like, we lost maybe 11 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And we never really recovered from that.
Yeah.